Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
As you come to Him, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to Him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in the Scriptures it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame." That comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. What a wonderful promise is made to all who come in faith to believe in Jesus as their Savior. God promised eternal life through His Son to all who would obey Him. God promised that all who place their faith in the Lord Jesus would never be put to shame. God honors His people. He exalts those who humble themselves before Him.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour.
And I lay it at Your feet. My life is Yours. Please take control. Fill me and make me complete.
Jesus, be Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me. Jesus in me. No longer me, but Thee. Resurrection power, fill me this hour. Jesus, be Jesus in me.
When individuals are convicted that Jesus is the Savior and they have a need to respond to the invitation to obey the gospel call, we ask them the question, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son?" Our purpose is to proclaim that it is by their faith in Jesus that saving grace is offered. It is not offered because we are a good person, living a decent life. It is by God's grace, offered through our placing a trust in the sacrifice of Jesus upon the cross. Without faith, the Scripture says it is impossible to please God. Our faith is vital to our salvation. This faith is to entrust our soul's destiny to the Lord. However, this belief in the power of Jesus to save us is not all there is to the Lord's protecting us from our shame. We must walk in God's light. For it says, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sins. Jesus said that no, not everyone who comes and calls upon Him as Lord will be saved, but those who keep the Lord's commandments. Peter describes us with the illustration of being living stones in God's house. We have a place and a job to do when we enter into His kingdom. He speaks of our offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. It is important for our faith to take us down the road of obedience to the will of the Father in heaven. Jesus came to do the Father's will. It pleased God that He did. It pleases God when we also seek to do the will of the Heavenly Father. Spiritual sacrifices will take time and our attention for us to fulfill them. Without being involved in the Lord's work on earth, we would have difficulty in accomplishing these spiritual sacrifices. If we do not share in worship and fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in the church, we find it tempting to move on in life without making such sacrifices. How will we know our brothers or sisters' needs? How can we offer assistance to our spiritual family if we are not sharing in life with them? Will we be praying for our brothers and sisters in the Lord if we do not share any time with them? The Lord intended to bless His chosen people, the Israelite nation. He set them apart from the other nations and called them His chosen people. He offered protection from their enemies. He provided for them a land they could call their own. God gave them victories and prosperity, but He also said that if they did not remain faithful to Him and walk in His ways, if they turned to other gods and worshiped them, the blessings He provided would fail to come. They would lose their land. Enemies would overtake them and lead them away. The history of the Jewish nation proves they did not remain faithful to the Lord, and they lost the blessings God offered. The same is true for His disciples today. We have the perfect example of Jesus to follow. We have the written word to study, and let it lead us in serving God through worship and ministries of various kinds. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, we proclaim His glory when we are busy making the kind of sacrifices that bless others. There are many passages of Holy Scriptures that teach us to devote ourselves to the Lord and to keep ourselves free from the unbelieving world. We are called to live on the earth, but not to be a part of it. We have come to Him as the living stone, the one to whom we owe our eternal destiny. By walking in His footprints, we will never be put to shame in this life nor in the life to come. Placing our trust in the Lord is to lay down ourselves and to take up our cross and follow Him.
Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Sing to the sing Lord, to the shout, Lord. To, the shout Lord. To the Lord, enter His presence with songs of thanksgiving. Oh, come let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. God is our salvation. Alleluia. Magnify His name. Alleluia. Praise and adoration. Alleluia. Alleluia. Spread.
His fame. King of kings, Lord of lords, the depth, the height, the sea and the dry land are in His hand. Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, and joyfully shout to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, give praise to the Lord with an alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Sing to Him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Shout to Him, alleluia, alleluia, praise the Lord. Worship Him, alleluia, 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 amen, 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 amen.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.